Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting content about Next.js, server components, and different rendering strategies. Let's dive in.
Sounds fascinating. So, what's the core concept here?
It's all about optimizing Next.js apps for performance by understanding and leveraging static site generation, SSG, server-side rendering, SSR, and incremental static regeneration, ISR. We're building on a previous lesson where we used server components and data fetching. Now we're figuring out how to categorize these components and apply these rendering methods.
Got it. How can you actually tell what kind of component you're working with?
Running npm run build is key. It reveals whether a component is static, server-side rendered, or using SSG with props. For instance, a user's page might be static, while a user's page with a dynamic ID would be SSR, because Next.js can't predict the ID in advance.
Right, that makes sense. But what if you do know the IDs in advance?
Ah, that's where it gets interesting. You can tell Next.js these parameters beforehand using the generate static params function. By mapping over the user IDs and providing them as strings, Next.js can statically generate these pages, converting them from SSR to SSG.
So, you're essentially pre-building the pages from known user IDs. Clever.
Exactly. It drastically improves performance, and there are a few important things to consider. Remember that params need to be strings, even if your user IDs are numbers. You need to use toString during the mapping process.
I see. Interesting. What about data caching?
Next.js caches data by default with force cache. You can also prevent caching using no store. But the real magic is ISR, which revalidates data at specific intervals. You set a revalidate time in seconds, and Next.js checks for updates after that period. It's a great balance between performance and fresh data, and it can be added right into your fetch options or exported as a revalidate constant at the page or layout level.
So ISR combines the speed of SSG with the up-to-date nature of SSR, right? Makes perfect sense.
Precisely. And there's one more aspect to consider. What happens if a user requests a page that doesn't exist? Like a user ID that isn't in your data?
Good question. You'd probably get an error, right?
Yes, but you can handle that gracefully. You can import not found from Next Navigation and use it in your generate metadata and page component functions. Return undefined instead of throwing an error in your data fetching functions when no user is found. This allows Next.js to display its default 404 page, or you can even create your own custom 404 page for a better user experience by creating a not found TSX file. Also, don't forget to check the user.name property instead of the entire user object within conditional statements in your not found page to prevent it from being shown when the page is loading. Oh, and don't forget to set appropriate metadata for your 404 pages using the generate metadata function.
Wow, that's a comprehensive approach to handling dynamic routes and errors. This whole process of choosing between SSG, SSR, and ISR seems crucial for Next.js development.
Absolutely. It significantly impacts performance and user experience. By carefully choosing which strategy works best for each case, you can unlock the full potential of Next.js. Remember, strive for progress over perfection. Thanks for joining us today. We hope you found this deep dive into Next.js rendering helpful. Until next time, keep coding.
Goodbye.